Could you please make sure these are delivered to Bishop
right to
Tobin?
Office. Yep. Thanks.
And after he's done reading them, would you encourage him to recycle the paper?
Gina Buckley O'Toole, a stay-at-home mom and practicing Catholic, got only as far as the front door of diocesan headquarters in Providence. She presented diocesan spokeswoman Carolyn Cronin with a spiral-bound notebook about an inch thick. Buckley O'Toole, a member of the group Faithful America, said it contained the signatures of 20,000 American Catholics who take issue with comments Bishop Thomas Tobin made about the late Nelson Mandela. 2 days after Mandela died, Tobin said the South African leader's legalization of abortion was, quote, shameful. Buckley O'Toole read the petition to reporters.
Your shameful and mean-spirited attack on Nelson Mandela is an embarrassment to the church. Please apologize and spend some time reflecting on Pope Francis's recent warning about the church becoming too obsessed with abortion and gay marriage.
Tobin issued a statement asking the group to respect his opinion about Mandela's legacy. He says his firm opposition to abortion reflects the teachings of the Catholic Church. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.